Audio Generation, PF 12, 8.
I am Liam. We have spent weeks learning about the building blocks of finance, from compound interest and budgets to mortgages and taxes. Today, we put it all together. This is your master plan to support the transition from high school to your future career. This is not just a dream. It is a strategic blueprint for your life. I love coming up with new ideas, but an idea without a plan is just a wish. A real financial plan proves that you can afford the life you want. We are going to look at how to research your destination, set realistic and measurable goals, and prepare for the challenges that might come your way. You are the architect of your own future, and it is time to start building.
I am Maya. I am a great planner, and a great plan starts with a very clear goal. Whether you want to attend college, buy your first car, or save for a house, you need a savings plan that is realistic and measurable. We are going to use the skills we learned with the TVM solver to design a path that gets you where you want to go. We will look at the living costs of different careers and different cities so you can build a budget that actually works. A goal without a timeline is just a thought, but a goal with a budget and a savings plan is a target you can hit. Let us start by defining exactly what success looks like for you.
I am Chloe. I love finding out facts, and I will show you how to justify your choices using real-world data. We will look at the financial implications of different paths, like the high cost of university tuition versus the immediate income of a trade apprenticeship. Every choice you make has a cost and a benefit. I will show you how to compare these options side by side so you can make an informed decision. By understanding the return on investment for your education or training, you can ensure that you are making a sound financial choice that will lead to long-term wealth. Facts do not lie, and they are your best friends when planning your career.
And I am Noah. I love telling stories, and I know that life does not always go according to the script. That is why every master plan needs a plan B. I will show you how to identify viable options for when you face unexpected challenges, like a change in family circumstances or an unsuccessful job application. Being able to pivot and adapt is a key principle of sound financial planning. We will discuss how to build a flexibility fund and how to find alternative paths to your goals. You are not just planning for success, you are planning for resilience. Let us build a blueprint that can survive any storm.
Your transition plan is a financial document that proves you can afford your dreams. First, you must research your destination. If you want to be a graphic designer, what is the starting salary in a city like Toronto or Ottawa? If you want to be an electrician, what do you earn during each year of your apprenticeship? This income is the foundation of your future budget. Once you know what you will earn, you can design a savings plan for your major goals. For example, if you need $5,000 for a reliable car to get to work, and you can save $200 a month, you know exactly how long it will take to reach that goal. This is what we mean by making your goals measurable and realistic. It takes the mystery out of your future and replaces it with a timeline.
But you also have to be very honest about the costs. University tuition, textbooks, and residence can add up to $20,000 a year or more. A major pro of this path is the long-term salary potential in certain fields, but the con is the student debt you might carry for a decade. On the other hand, starting an apprenticeship or entering the workforce immediately after high school gives you a massive head start on earning and saving. You can start using compound interest in your 18-year-old years instead of your 24-year-old years. Your transition plan should compare these options side by side. By using the budgeting skills we have practiced, you can project your net worth 5 years into the future for both paths. Seeing the numbers clearly allows you to make a choice that is best for your unique personality and your financial goals.
What if things go wrong? Maybe you did not get the scholarship you were counting on, or a change in your personal responsibilities means you have to stay closer to home. A strong master plan always has a plan B. This might mean attending a local college for 2 years before transferring to a university, or looking into government grants and bursaries you had not considered before. Identifying these viable options before you need them reduces your stress and keeps you moving forward. A huge tip for your transition is to always maintain a flexibility fund of at least $1,000. This acts as a buffer for the unexpected costs of moving, buying a new suit for an interview, or repairing a laptop. Being prepared for challenges is the hallmark of a responsible and successful citizen. It means you are in control of the story, even when the plot changes.
Finally, remember to celebrate every bit of progress you make. Every time you reach a milestone in your savings plan or successfully stick to your monthly budget, it is proof that you are in control of your life. Your master plan is a living document that you will update every year as you gain new skills and higher income. You will adjust the variables in your TVM solver as interest rates change and as your goals evolve from buying a car to buying a home. Motivation comes from the clarity of knowing where you are going and having the math to prove you can get there. Take a look at the transition template in the lesson below. Try to fill it out for your own dream career. You might be surprised at how reachable your goals actually are when you have a solid plan and the discipline to follow it. We are excited to see where your journey takes you.
As you build this plan,
keep the principle of diversification in mind. Do not just plan for one source of income or one way to save. Think about how you can use a TFSA for your car goal and an RSP for your long-term wealth. Think about part-time work during school to reduce your student loans. Every small choice you make now ripples through the rest of your life. You have the tools, you have the technology, and you have the team here to support you. You are ready to make the transition from school to career with your head held high and your finances in order. This is your time to shine. Go out there and make your master plan a reality. We will see you in the next video, where we will dive into some advanced saving strategies to really accelerate your wealth.
Previous lesson, back to course. Next lesson.